Hi aspirants, it's time for fundamentals of today's current affairs. Let's get started. The first news is about the Supreme Court Suomuto case on migrant workers. Here you have to know what is Suomuto case. It is when the courts in India take a case on their own. It has been warranted under Article 32, Right to Constitutional Remedies, which is a fundamental right, and Article 226 of the Indian Constitution. The second news is about the central government's directive to Twitter to remove manipulated media tag on the post. The Hindu editorial on this topic tells that Twitter is a private entity whose relationship with users is guided by its terms of services. The IT Act that empowers the government to regulate content does not give it the power to order the removal of the label. What is IT Act? It is an act of Indian Parliament notified on 17th October 2000. It is the primary law in India dealing with cybercrime and electronic commerce. The next news is about high-powered panel meets to choose next CBI director. Here are some facts about the CBI. The establishment of CBI was recommended by the Santhanam Committee on Prevention of Corruption 1962 to 1964. You have to know that CBI is not a statutory body. It derives its powers from the Delhi Special Police Establishment Act 1946. Now let's see how the CBI director is appointed. The Lokpal and Lokayudas Act 2013 amended the Delhi Special Police Establishment Act 1946 and made the following changes with respect to appointment of director of CBI. The central government shall appoint the director of CBI on the recommendation of a three-member committee consisting of Prime Minister as a chairperson, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, and the Chief Justice of India or the Judge of Supreme Court nominated by him. When there is no recognized leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, then the leader of single largest opposition party in the Lok Sabha would be a member of that committee. The next news is about the economy, foreign direct investment, FDI. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said on Monday that FDI flows into India grew 10% in 2021 to touch a record $81.72 billion. You have to know who is the top investor in FDI. It is the Singapore with almost a third of all the investments, followed by the United States, which accounted for 23% of FDI, and Mauritius, from where 9% of the capital flows originated. The another fact you have to know that who are the top FDI destination. It is the Gujarat which tops the FDI destination, accounting for 37% of foreign equity inflows, followed by its traditional industrial rival Maharashtra that got 27%. The next news is about a geographical indication tag fruit called Gir Kesar Mango. It is mainly grown in foothills of Girnagar Mountain in Saurashtra, Gujarat. It has given GI tag in 2011. It is known for its bright orange color and distinct aroma. The last news is regarding the sports. It is about the Phil Mickelson, who is an American golfer. He won the PGA Championship on Sunday to become the oldest golfer to win a major championship. That's all for today's news. These podcasts are free and made especially for you to help you clear examinations. If you have any feedback, comments, and need any extra segments, to be added in the podcast, kindly contact us through Telegram or WhatsApp. The number is 8754-940-339. Thank you.